This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. We've got one more story for you coming up very shortly. But of course, we have been running a question for you guys. For those of you that have been working from home and have decided to help your working from home situation, have you been sprucing it up? What gadgets, what goodies have you brought to help help in your setup? Have you bought a ring light? Have you done something else? We've got a couple on Instagram. We've got a couple over on Twitter and some feedback over here on WhatsApp as well. Juan has said the Sony XM3 earbuds, the noise cancelling feature is a blessing in a noisy household. Mm-hmm. I can confirm that. I have the earbuds. I also have the headphones. Mm-hmm. I know Christine does as well.
I got the headphones, yeah.
These things are amazing.
You cannot hear anything.
It's wonderful.
Yeah.
For those of you that have noise problems.
Yeah, on Instagram as well, we've got JungYoung_93 who says headphones as well. And Jared Solomon 39 who says new chair and table for working from home.
Very good. Good stuff. Back to 5809 over on WhatsApp. They agree that the IKEA catalogue should be discontinued. It's really a waste of resources. We could hardly see what's on offer before the next year is here. And they used to drop copies of the catalogue at my apartment. It's unnecessary marketing costs for them in a very digital world. Agreed.
Yeah, but they're also discontinuing the online catalogue. Yeah. Let's not forget that, you know, the online one is also going away.
It's going away.
Mm.
How am I supposed to spend my weekends now if I can't browse through the IKEA catalogue?
Yeah, so sad.
I'll have to do work, I suppose. Anyway, we should probably move on to our final story.
Yeah, speaking of something a ring light could be used for, YouTube.
Wow.
Oh my gosh. That segue.
Would you believe it?
Would you believe it? So YouTube has supported pre-recorded HDR video content for more than 4 years, and now they're extending that level of quality to their live streams. And with this announcement, YouTube has become the first major platform to enable HDR quality content on its live streams.
Oh.
In basic terms, HDR, which I've now learned stands for High Dynamic Range Video, has a broader range of colors and higher contrast. So like the whites in an HDR video will be brighter, and the blacks will be darker. The contrast is higher. The overall image, yes?
I'm just imagining Arvin right now having that little tick where you said, I've just learned about HDR.
I just know what it stands for.
Right, he's probably just going, Christine.
Look, you learn something new every day.
I agree.
But anyways, the point is the overall image ends up being much more vibrant than that of standard video. Mm. In fact, unless you're a videophile like you or Arvin, you are much more likely to notice a dramatic difference between HDR and non-HDR video than between, let's say, 4K and 1080p video. Mm. YouTube, by the way, rolled out 4K streaming, in 2016. So again, the wait for HDR live streams was years in the making, which is a pretty big deal. Now, viewers can stream HDR content on any supported mobile device, TV, or streaming set-top box or stick. YouTube has provided creators with an outline of what they need in order to live stream in HDR as well.
Okay.
This is the second time this month that YouTube has launched some very big new features for the company's live streaming stuff. Last week, YouTube rolled out new updates to its Premiere feature, which allows creators to air pre-recorded uploaded video as a one-time live stream when it's first made public.
Oh.
The new features allow creators to air a teaser trailer or a countdown before the video's debut. The update also provided creators with the ability to live stream before the video's premiere and then seamlessly transition into the newly uploaded video after the live portion of the stream ends. But gee, I wonder why YouTube's doing all of this. They're clearly putting some new focus on live streaming, perhaps due to the growth of, you know, some other live video competitors like, let's say, the tiny small company Twitch.
Oh, yeah, that's a small company, yeah.
So streaming HDR video is an important move in continuing to set itself apart.
I mean, it's really interesting because I used to follow some Twitch gamers for a while. You know, on those Saturday and Sunday evenings and you've got little to do and you want to tune off and there's nothing really on YouTube you want to watch. I'd watch other people play games. Right. Weird for some.
No, I also do that.
But you understand what I mean?
Oh,
right?
Yes.
And I noticed a lot of these Twitch gamers were migrating towards YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
So there's this real interesting kind of thing happening right now where some are going one way and others are going a different way. Mm-hmm. I know Twitch recently came down very, very hard on some of their content creators because of the music that they'd uploaded in previous streams. Mm-hmm. They're now coming down with the copyright infringement stuff. Yeah. So a whole bunch of people on Twitch have had to take down a whole bunch of their previous content,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
which yeah.
It's a shame.
Yeah.
I also happen to know that there are a lot of YouTube content creators out there that have been moving towards live streaming. I think partially in an effort to, you know, connect with their audience a little more, but also for things like charity, especially when it comes to raising money for affected communities.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think that this new kind of quality level of live streaming and a lot of these new features, it'll be very interesting to see, you know, in the coming years, what YouTube creators are going to use these for.
It'll make a big difference, especially for people who have spent money on a new TV and a good monitor. And even phones nowadays, if you've got a decent internet connection, the HDR on the phones looks fantastic. Mm-hmm. So it will make a big difference. And on that note, we should probably wrap up. So in these times where we've spoken about how hard up people are for money, and, you know, people are trying to hold their wallets tightly closed, people have been wanting to make their working from home experience better. And I don't think there's any shame in spending money on making that place where you spend most of your time feel better. Like Professor Loredana said earlier on, you know, you've got to feel comfortable in that space.
Mm-hmm.
Do that however makes you feel comfortable.
This is I Am Me on Instagram. One last one says that they got a Boya lapel mic. Best ones for a pretty affordable price.
Yep, there you go. I think I managed to pick up a lapel mic for about 20 ringgit, but it only plugs into a cell phone.
Oh.
But there you go. Okay, so the story we started off with was?
Of course, what gadgets or goodies have you bought to spruce up your work from home setup? Because it turns out ring lights might be the new go-to crucial element for working from home.
There you go. IKEA will be shelving their iconic catalog.
Mm-hmm. And YouTube is finally enabling HDR live streaming.
Okay, don't go anywhere, because coming up after the 1 o'clock news, it's a Breakfast Grill replay. It's a three-parter, and it's with Fahmy Fazil, the PKR Communications Director, and Cheryl Hamdan, the UMNO Information Chief. The revival of the controversial JASA in Budget 2021 has caused a bit of an uproar, with observers and opposition members criticising the attempt. While those in government defending the move, they got PKR's Fahmy Fazil and UMNO Cheryl Hamdan to address this issue on The Breakfast Grill, and also to weigh in on the future of their parties, the importance of supporting young leaders and getting the youth involved in politics. That's all coming up after the 1 o'clock news. It's a three-parter. Sit down, get comfortable, put your ring light on, make yourselves a cup of coffee. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow, because it's Friday. That's that day just before the weekend, isn't it? Here on Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.